Every time I say I'm leaving home, I never do, I end up coming back. Cause I can never stay away too long. Something always keep me running back. Can it be the love, gotta be the love, keep me on a natural high. I feel it every time I'm in here, and I'm really digging that vibe. I say many good times, and many bad times. I sit and reminisce, I remember this city in me, baby, that's why.
I'm tired of wishing that we were together. Whatever, whenever I try to let let you go, I forget to let you know that we were over a long, long time ago. And I'm through holding on. See, I can't forget what we had, cause it keeps coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lola Brown.
Baby, I just wanna make you smile. Baby, I just can't figure out how we got in this still relationship. I know I'm making it. We could work it out. Let's get physical. Show you how I can work it, boo. Whatever words come to us and we can't put two together, I guess we can never.
So it's a little bit different from what you might be used to for Neo-Rax. That was Antoine Dunn, Can't Forget, and in studio with me now, Antoine.
What's going on? It's good to be here. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah. It's been a fun week.
Yeah, it's been like 4 days since I've seen you last.
Yeah, a little bit of a surprise, actually. I ended up at the 10x3 last Wednesday, and if you're a regular listener, you've heard of us talk about it a ton. I mean, with Jason hosting and whatnot, and I just happened to go right after work.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason came up to me at one point, and goes, "So, dude, what am I supposed to do? I've got an 8-piece band coming up here." And I just kind of looked at him and said, "Good luck." And then you took the stage, and you had a group of people that showed up there.
Yeah.
And then there was the rest of us there that many of us regulars were like, okay, there's a lot of people on that stage. Right. What's about
right.
to happen?
Right.
And it was I don't want to say shock, but it was one of those, everybody's like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah.
Well, that's what we were looking to do, so I'm just glad that it came over that way.
And it was a really cool evening. And, I mean, Jason ended up giving up his set because he's like, I can't follow him.
Yeah, so, do you blame him? No, I'm just kidding.
No, you know what? No, I don't blame him at all. and so we certainly had a fun night. And,
yeah,
and
definitely.
Of course, had to bring you up because you were talking about you've got a show this week.
Yeah.
And so we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
You've got a new disc coming out. And obviously, I mean, your music is not like most of the stuff that we've got on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out of Cleveland, I don't hear it very often.
Sure.
How did you end up doing this and doing it so well?
Oh, wow. I mean, come on, man.
Like, sorry, kinda, sorry, yeah, sorry, man, to like, throw you under the bus.
Yeah. Like, thanks a lot, man. Well, you know, I'll just say that I've always had an innate ability to like kind of like write music. Like, I don't know where it came from, if you want the truth, but a lot of times I look back and I start to attribute it to listening to all these records that my parents used to play, like when we're on vacation, and listening to all these records, you know, like Gladys Knight and the Jackson 5 and, you know, all these people. So when I look back, it's like, okay, I can sit here today and say, all right, man, well, I have no idea where all this came from, but if I do want to like put something to it and make sense of all of it, I'll say that it's probably a result of listening to the extensive collection of music that my parents had when I was growing up.
What about schooling? And you grew up basically around the corner from us.
I'm a dropout, man.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Well,
did you see your face?
You know what?
Did you see your face? No,
no,
I'm just saying.
But you know, I can't fault you for it. If that is, I mean, there are a lot of people that have.
No, but
made a success doing it.
I'm gonna stop picking on you, man. I actually, what's so funny is I went to middle school like right around the corner from here, man. Like Wiley Middle School, it's like right down the street.
Literally, I'm in that
it's
school.
It's like the backyard, man.
Yeah, it is.
So I ended up, you know, going through Cleveland Heights University High School District and graduating from Cleveland Heights. You know, and when I was at Heights, I was singing in all the choirs and, you know, cutting all my classes to go play the piano in the auditorium. Because there's nothing like the real thing, you know.
Yeah.
A keyboard just doesn't get it done. So, yeah, man. So everyone, never cut class to play the piano. Your grades will slip.
But you could become a really good musician. So you've been on world tour. You've been touring the world.
Something so, like that.
So, say, seeing the world and playing music all over the place. Tell me just a little bit about that. You've been overseas recently.
I mean, before even getting a chance to, like, travel and things like that, like, I would do a lot, you know, around here, around this area. You know, I would play Coventry often. I would play at the B-side and do different open mics, you know, on the east side. And, you know, and from there, I just pretty much stayed consistent and just, like, looking for opportunities and always continuing to put myself out there. Like, oh, man, you looking for somebody to open for you? Like, I'll do it. I'll do it. You looking for somebody on the gig? Like, I'll do it. You need a keyboard player? What? You need a keyboard player? You know, I can teach myself how to play it. I can play that. Like, I'll just figure it out. Like, even though I couldn't do it, it's like, man, dude, I'll figure it out. Like, you could put me on the gig, you know? And I ended up starting my own band and all this kind of jazz. And then my drummer takes off. Dude, I'm going overseas. And he's over there for like 3 years. And like, all my drummers sucked in that whole period. I hope none of them hear this. Like,
what is it with drummers and deciding just to take off?
I don't know, man. I think they just have this thing. It's like jets on the bottom of their shoes or something, man. It's like they got to get away from any project that doesn't let them bang loud enough, man. It's like, do? Like, shut up. You know, they play so loud. But anyway, you know, anyways, you know, and I, he, my drummer, he called me and he's like, "Man, dude, I got this gig for you. I need a keyboardist. I need a programmer. Like, you should come over here to Thailand, man." And I'm like, "Man, dude, whatever. I'm not coming." And I ended up coming.
Thailand?
Yeah. Yeah.
How was it? Do they speak English over there, or did you
pick up better, better than you and I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not a surprise, actually.
Yeah, better than you and I. So, you know, we did a, you know, six and a half month stint there with Hard Rock International, and we came back, and then that was kind of really when things started to take off. You know, I began opening for more national acts, more national talent, and from there, I started vocal coaching for some artists who were being considered to be on major labels, and then I ended up getting offered a deal, and then I signed a deal, and then I started working on a record, and then I was releasing songs, and they were on the radio all over the country, and then, you know, all this cool stuff, and then I started meeting all these amazing musicians and, you know, collaborating and things like that. So, yeah, it was, I don't know. And then I hate to skip over everything, but, and now here I am back at home.
Well, that's a good thing. Hey, why don't we listen to one of the tracks, one of your older tracks, and we'll talk a little bit more. Power of Love.
Yeah.
You said.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. Yeah, play that one, man. Play that one.
But we'll play this and we'll come back and we'll talk, because you do have a guest.
Yeah, I have a guest here.
And we're going to let her talk. We'll let her talk in the next break, because we've got more to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So here's Antoine Dunn, The Power of Love, right now on Neo Rocks.
Bam. I only have one main thing.
Y'all ready? All right, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
We ready?
Say, I don't miss no money, and I don't miss a day of school, and I don't miss none of my enemies, but girl, I miss you. So please say you'll stay with me till the end, even if you don't know. Think of, say the power of love, I'll make you do anything you can think of. Oh. See, I don't have no fancy car, no, and I don't have no time to ring for you late. Say, but I got a big old heart, yeah. And the whole I love to give, girl, you say be with me, oh, till the end, even if you don't know, oh, where it ends, oh, baby, it's the power of love, make you do anything you can think of. World it is about you. Sky meets
Antoine Dunn and the Power of Love here on Near Rocks.
No, just kidding.
Well, as funny thing that happened last week with the 10x3 is that it became a sing-along night. Everybody that got up there was like, oh, and I got a sing-along. And so you got up there and you started off and you're like, well, I got a sing-along song,
right,
too. And you started off with that song, and yet you had everybody that was in the room with you from the start.
Yeah.
And you did the song, and you had everybody's attention, and you told us about a show that you've got coming up,
mm-hmm.
and it's this Friday.
Yeah, correct? It's this Friday, absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the show.
Right. Well, the name of the show is I Am Antoine Dunn. It's The Experience, and like basically, what it is basically giving, you know, everyone here in Cleveland and University Heights and Cleveland Heights and everywhere surrounding a chance to really experience, you know, like my thoughts and my creative process and, you know, everything about the brand and what I'm passionate about, which is, you know, bringing people together through music. You know, this is one of the things that I'm extremely passionate about. And I want, you know, the city of Cleveland to be able to see that and feel that passion and come out and support that and just have a big sing-along night, if you will. And then also, you know, not to get into too many details, but, you know, me attaching a cost to this event, you know, me losing my mom to mm-hmm. breast cancer, and this kind of being a tribute to her as well. So the concert really serves like dual purposes.
So it is partially proceeds are going towards a
breast cancer awareness.
Breast cancer awareness.
We partner with Susan D. Coleman and also Minority Women with Breast Cancer Uniting organization as well. So
okay,
yeah, percentage of proceeds will be going back to those organizations.
Okay, and the show is Friday at CSU in the I can't pronounce it because I'm going to butcher it.
Let's just say that it's in the, where is it?
Wei-Chin Hall.
The Wei-Chin Hall.
Yeah.
I said, and she speaks.
Oh my gosh, she does. Oh, she does.
In studio with, I say, you've brought a friend who's actually performing,
yeah,
with you.
Absolutely. Dr. Hannah Barrett Hanneman.
That's a little formal. Hannah Barrett, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, well, I guess we'll go without the formal introductions.
Please.
But Hannah Barrett Hanneman, or I Rock the Violin, you know, she does so many things, amazing violinist, but I'm not going to tell you about her. I mean, maybe she can talk a little bit about our collaboration on the last record and this concert.
Well, I would love to hear more. I mean, you're a violin player, and you do all styles?
I wouldn't say all styles, but I do a lot of crossover. I do hip hop, and I do, you know, I'm certainly not a jazz violinist, but I have done some supporting things for jazz and R&B, you know. I do a lot of Broadway.
Okay. I guess maybe it's just because I haven't listened for it in a lot mm-hmm. of music. Is there a lot of violin in a lot of R&B music?
No, not particularly. I mean, there's supporting, you know, supporting strings in a lot of, you know, crossover soul, R&B, but there's not a ton of, like, you know, exposed.
Okay.
Exposed things for a violin, and.
But there is on this record.
Yeah. I say, and he was saying that you've worked together on previous discs together.
Yeah, I played on, I think just one tune. On Truth of the Matter, his awesome, fantastic album. And then we're playing, you know, we're 8 strings that support him this Friday. And I love playing with him. First of all, of course, the music speaks for itself. It's it speaks to my heart. And I'm not just saying that. It really does. But also, what I love about it is that it's extremely suitable. The way that he writes is very suitable for strings. And I find that his songs can sound either very intimate. You know, I played with him when he played a concert or a show at Nighttown last week. It can sound either very intimate or it can sound huge. You know, mm-hmm. He likes some of the songs to be like more rock a big rock sound, you know, really big, lots of strings, huge sound, and it works, you know. So we've been able to kind of tweak it, you know, some of the songs that that he wrote. We stacked the strings so it sounds like it's just basically me playing, but we just stacked it so it's like eight of me.
And you're saying you're talking we is it your string group?
Well, that's just me, working with but that? He's recording me or you okay. know playing. You know, it's,
well, I mean, I mean at the show you've got an 8-piece string group.
Yeah, there'll be an 8-piece string section. Yeah.
Is it a group that you've put together, or is it a group of people that you normally play with?
Yeah, these are my favorite. Okay.
Yeah, these colleagues, people that she works with, and
okay, and I'll follow it all up with how did you guys end up working together?
Oh my God, you want me to tell?
Yeah,
it?
You go ahead.
Okay,
just say it. So well.
You want me to say it?
Cause you
say,
do it
because I say it so well. Okay. Well, this is the crazy part. Okay, I've been looking for string players forever, right? And then one day, I'm working on the freshman album, and I'm in the studio, and me and my associate producer I was working with, we're sitting there, and we're talking, and la la la, we're coming up with things, and I get this message on Facebook like, "Hi."
It wasn't that dry.
like okay, well no, it wasn't that dry, but it's like, yo, look, you know, I'm a violinist. I'm in Cleveland. You know, I'm looking for amazing artists to collaborate with, and it had this song attached to it called "I'm Dancing," I believe.
Yes.
And it was weird because I play the song. We're in the studio. We're working on something, and I hear this. I'm like, yo, and I'm like, man, you gotta cut that off. Not like I need to cut off like what was sent to me, but like I need to cut off like what we're working on, which is extremely rare for me. Because I never hear anything that's kind of like, oh, man.
Stop everything.
Yeah, I'm going to take this seriously. It's like everyone's like, oh, my God, I got, you know, check out my demo. And it's like, pfft, you know, so, you know. But this was, it was different. And, you know, it was crazy that we both were at places in our career where we were looking to basically extend our brands, you know what I mean, and to look into new things and new ways to do music. I mean, music will never change, but the way that you do it, you can continue to change it and manipulate it. So we both were like in the right place at the right time. We began working together, and though you know, only one or two songs that we had worked on have actually been released. I like to think that we have a vault collection of work that hasn't been heard yet. And whenever the universe is ready for those works to be unveiled, then I think the world will be really happy to hear from them. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And I'm just so happy because I call him the new Elton John or the new Mozart or whatever, you know. And I'm so happy to be here pre-Grammy with him.
Oh, my God.
That's why I like the show, too.
Right? So we were here.
I had one of your first interviews. So yeah. Remember me?
Remember me, violinist.
No, she's going to be with me on stage, like, so.
Okay.
And then you will probably be doing front of house. So
okay, twist my arm.
Go ahead. Like.
Well, why don't we hear another track? This is actually your new single.
Yeah. Well, if we're gonna get into that, this is the new single. It's called "I Am." This very personal song. Spent a lot of time, you know, working on this record. And a little tidbit of information: we actually recorded this song in the hall that the concert will be in Friday night. So, you know, everyone out there, once you hear this, make sure you go to www.iamantoinedunn.tix.com and get your tickets. So I think you should go ahead and run it.
All right. Well, here is Antoine Dunn, and I Am right now on Neo Rocks.
A stolen car and a broken heart is all I have to show for this part of my life. And I've tried to stay, but I've gone too far
from you. It's like I don't even know you. It's like every time that I try to revive our love that was there once before, and it's just not enough. I feel like I'm running out of time, and I don't even know what's next. Don't know if you'll be here. Don't know if I'll regret. Feels like I'm running out of time. May not even know my name, or if I'll ever be the same. If you are not here one day, so please take me out of time, me out of space, me out of everything that I am. That I love's not lost because it's far, because it's hard, because it's not easy. And who's to say I'm the one to say I'll return to you one day? But I know that I need to. Every time that I try to remind you that I never left you, though I'm not by your side, I feel like I'm running out of time, and I don't even know what's next. Don't know if you'll be here. Don't know if I'll be where. Feels like I'm running out of time. May not even know my name, or I'll ever be the same. If you are not here one day, so please take me out of time, me out of space, me out of everything that I am, me out of time, me out of space, me out of everything that I am. Me out of space and everything that I am.
Antoine Dunn here on NeoRocks. He's going to be in concert Friday night at CSU's Wagen Auditorium. Is anybody else playing the show with you?
I'm so glad you asked. I mean, there's going to be like 50 people playing that night. So
on stage, yeah, just when you're up there.
Right. Okay, but you mean like before. Yeah, we actually do have, you know, some great local talent, you know, who will be opening up the show. Alvin Frazier, who is, you know, he's been doing his thing here in Cleveland for a really long time. And, you know, he'll be opening up the show, as well as Rachel Roberts, who is actually not from Cleveland, but you know, kind of like Akron, Canton mm-hmm. area.
That's a name that I've definitely heard around town. I don't have any music from.
Yeah, but you know, both of those guys, you know, they're really good songwriters, and they've been doing their thing, you know, in the area for a long time. So it was a great opportunity, you know, for me to kind of have a stage for them to showcase their talents as well.
So, and then the show itself, you've got an 8-piece string.
8-piece string section, 3-piece horn section, 3 background singers, full band. You know, we got lights, we got sound. I mean, it's hence the name. You know, the experience. It's truly going to be an experience and one that really shouldn't be missed. So, you know, once again, www.iamantoinedunn.tix.com. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Antoine Dunn. Make sure you follow Hannah Barrett at I Rock the Violin. You know, get out there, get the tickets. You know, even if you don't get the tickets right now, show up 7:30 p.m. Cleveland State University in the Music Building. So it's going to be amazing.
So you're on Facebook as well.
Facebook.com/ I am Antoine Dunn. I am on it.
So, and we just heard the single off the disc. Do you have a full disc coming out shortly, or is it already out, or what's going on with that?
Well, I do have a freshman record that's out right now. It's available at Best Buy and at The Exchange. You know, if you're local to the area, you can actually go down to The Exchange on Coventry, or actually any exchange within Northeast Ohio.
There's one in Parma. I drive by it every day.
Yeah, and they have a record. You know, go in there. Hey, I want Antoine Dunn, freshman album, Truth of the Matter. And make sure you check out the title track, which features Hannah Barrett Hanneman as well, which is another song that maybe we can get into before we get out of here. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
You brought it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I brought it. So, you know, hopefully we can get into that. And, dude, man, I'm just so excited. Like, I'm stoked. Is that what they say?
I believe that some people say that.
I think that's the word the kids are using now.
Stoked?
Maybe, or maybe that's what they used to use.
They're using some weird thing like turn up now, nowadays. Like, turn up?
Nowadays, he's 24 years old, you know.
Hey, now.
Making me feel old now.
Right.
So, you're living in town now.
I'm here. I'm Cleveland Heights. You know, right.
Keep an eye out because I'm sure you'll be doing shows more.
You know, the thing about Cleveland, this was like my big, like, oh man, I want to do something special for Cleveland. You know, I want to do something special here in Cleveland, and you know, this is that thing. So it's my goal to really, you know, bring the city of Cleveland together. I mean, I'm not just talking about Cleveland, but I'm talking about surrounding areas. And this is
Akron. We're talking to you.
Yeah, we're talking to Akron, Canton, you know, Youngstown, like
and
everything.
And Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia. Georgia.
Thank you very much for calling in.
You know, Valencia, thank you so much. I mean, I just feel incredibly lucky to have fans all over the world who truly, you know, show their what would be the word? Love. Oh, my God, I love that word. Yeah. The love and passion for the music and being vocal about what the music does for them, you know. And I'm just extremely grateful for all the fans. But on today, you know, Valencia, thank you so much for calling in and supporting me.
And she didn't just call in. She had to Google us to get the phone number, because I haven't given out the phone number tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. And called in to say come to Georgia.
Right,
you got to do a show in Georgia.
Right.
But once again, I am Antoine Dunn. The experience happening Friday night at the Wagen Auditorium. Proceeds benefiting breast cancer.
Yes, research
and awareness
and breast cancer awareness as well. Sure.
And you can get tickets at iamantoinedunn.tix Facebook.com. I will get the link up on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/NeoRocksWJC.
Yeah, and for all those people who, you know, may not be so internet savvy, they can always call the call center at 800-595-4849.
I said, and is that CSU?
That's actually through Tix.
That's through Tix?
Yeah,
okay.
That's through Tix as well.
Well, very cool.
Very, very cool. Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in.
No, man, dude, thank you. Like, we got to go to like the 10 by 4 next week.
I got to say, this is probably one of the longest interviews that we've done in a while. So thank you very much.
No, it's all good.
We got one last track from you. Truth of the Matter? Is that the one you're looking for? Okay.
Yeah, and if people, this one and I Am, this will give you an idea of what to expect. This Friday, and thanks for coming and hanging out with us.
Thanks for having
thank you,
me.
Hannah.
See you guys on Friday night.
So, one last track, The Truth of the Matter by Antoine Dunn.
Bam!
Thank you very much for coming in. Keep listening. We got more on Neo Rocks.
Why would I beg you to stay when all love is blown away? And the truth of the matter is I tried. And though your hands are too far to touch, and everything that we've been through is done, the truth of the matter is I died. Looking back, I can say that you deserve better, baby. Every little thing I said to keep you, you know that I meant to leave. But it wasn't our time to shine together, though we thought we would weather the storm. And you know that I regretted letting you go so that we could grow. See, but I found out I'm better because of you. See, I found out I'm better because of you. For the days I wake up and you are not there. Every breath I take, there's a void in the air. The truth of the matter is you care, you care. And if you didn't give just as much as you did, I swear to God that I may not be living. But the truth of the matter is you did, you did. Looking back, I can say that you deserve better, baby. And every little thing I said to keep you, you know that I've been to baby. But it wasn't our time to shine together, though we thought we would weather the storm. And you know that I regretted letting you go so that we could grow. See, but I found out I'm better because of you. You see, I found out I'm better because of